Someday is finally here, and we're ready to sail beyond again without compromise.
That's an ad from Celebrity Cruises. In less than 2 weeks, they'll launch the first major cruise from a U.S. port in over a year. The company will require passengers 16 and older show proof that they've been vaccinated. But there's one hiccup. This requirement goes against a law in Florida. Back in April, the state's Republican governor, Ron DeSantis, signed an executive order that bans businesses from requiring proof of vaccination. Let's bring in Taylor Dolvin, who covers the tourism industry for the Miami Herald. She joins us now. And Taylor, welcome back.
Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, thank you for being here. So what is the latest on this fight between the cruise industry there and the governor over these vaccination requirements?
It's difficult to call it a fight because it's really not playing out in public. You have this first cruise company, Celebrity Cruises, that will be the first company to sail from a U.S. port, first major cruise company to sail from a U.S. port since March 2020, requiring vaccinations for its passengers on June 26th. And you have a state law passed earlier this year that bans Florida companies from requiring patrons be vaccinated. So these are really mixed messages for passengers. No one's exactly sure how this will play out. There seems to be a workaround that the cruise company has come to, which is that they're going to ask everyone for proof. And if you can't provide proof or choose not to provide proof of vaccination, you will be considered unvaccinated and have to jump through other hurdles.
You know, this has to be resolved soon for the companies because they face a $5,000 fine per passenger if they go against this law. I want to ask you about something else, though, Taylor. Two passengers tested positive for COVID-19. On the Celebrity Millennium cruise ship just last week. And that was the first cruise from a Caribbean port since November. What exactly happened there?
So this was the same company was doing a cruise, Celebrity Cruises, from St. Martin in the Caribbean. So the cruise was operating at about 30% capacity. And because the ship didn't leave from Florida, the company was able to require that everyone on board, besides a handful of children, were vaccinated. And so about 5 days into the cruise, two passengers who shared a cabin tested positive for COVID. So they were isolated, and they were they eventually disembarked in St. Martin and were flown home by the company on private transportation. And experts tell me, you know, this really shows that these vaccine requirements work. Because before the vaccine was available, this could have turned into a much larger and dangerous, deadly outbreak like the ones that we saw last year on cruise ships.
Oh, that's an interesting point to make. But public health experts in the Caribbean are also concerned about the prospect of unvaccinated Americans visiting. What are you hearing from them?
Yeah, there's a lot of caution, and Caribbean countries are really in a difficult position. They really depend on tourism for their economies and are really eager to get tourists back to spend money in their hotels, in their shore excursions, and the cruise industry is certainly a big part of that. The concern is that the vaccines are not yet widely available in Caribbean countries. Some still don't have robust testing capacity, and certainly their hospital and public health infrastructure is limited. And so, if there were to be an outbreak from a cruise passenger, they would not be as well equipped to handle it as the U.S. would be at this point.
You know, as we know, the cruise industry has been at a standstill for well over a year. How badly does this season mean to getting things up and running and really for the viability of the industry?
Yeah, I don't think this is how cruise companies imagined the restart. All of this confusion over their ability to require vaccines for passengers in Florida has really put kind of a damper on the situation. But here in South Florida, you know, there are so many people whose jobs depend on this industry. I'm thinking of the longshoremen, for example, who load and unload cruise and cargo ships, who've seen their hours just really decimated over the last year. There's a shuttle drivers, you know, restaurant owners here who cater to cruise crew members. There's a lot of people who are really looking forward to this happening. I think so everyone wishes impacted. It could be clearer.
Yes. Taylor Dalvin covers the tourism industry for the Miami Herald. As always, thank you so much, Taylor, for this update.
Thank you for having me.